penny for your thoughts? Here's a thought. Do we even need the penny? Hi there, everyone. I'm Jeff, and this is Plain English, where we help you upgrade your English with stories about current events and trending topics. And sometimes the stories are about whatever catches my interest that week, and today is one of those days. Penny for your thoughts. That's a question you can ask if you want to know what someone's thinking. But that's not a common expression these days, probably because a penny isn't worth very much anymore. Today, we'll talk about what six countries, plus the Eurozone, have done or not done with their least valuable coins. In the second half of today's lesson, I'll show you a very common English expression, more trouble than it's worth. This is a very common thing to say, so stay tuned for that coming up later in this episode. This is lesson 655, so that means JR, the producer, has uploaded the full lesson resources to plainenglish.com/655. That is where you can find the transcript, plainenglish.com/655. I think we're ready. Let's get going. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the Euro area, the United States, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. They all have currencies that are within about 50% of one another in value. For perspective, in each of these countries, about $5 to $7, euros, francs, or pounds can buy a Big Mac at McDonald's. But the curious thing is that these countries don't all treat their smallest coins the same. Australia and New Zealand abolished their pennies, the 1 cent coins, in the 1990s. New Zealand went a step further and eliminated its 5 cent coin in 2006. Canada eliminated its penny in 2012. In Switzerland, 1 centime is 1/100th of a franc, but the 1 centime coin was used so rarely that Switzerland stopped making it in 2006. So we have Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Switzerland, which all, somewhat recently, eliminated their 1 cent coins. What happened when they did that? Retailers that accept cash round the final price of a transaction to the nearest coin, usually 5 cents. Bank balances and electronic payments can all be divided into hundredths. It's only when paying with physical cash that prices are rounded. The euro area is a funny case. The 1 cent coin and the 2 cent coin are legal tender in the whole euro area, so the coins can be used in all 20 countries that make up the euro currency zone. But not every country produces these small value coins. Several countries, including Belgium, Finland, Ireland, and the Netherlands, they don't produce 1 and 2 cent coins anymore. In those countries, cash prices are rounded to the nearest 5 cents, even though merchants still accept those smaller value coins. In 2018, the UK government proposed eliminating two coins and one bill. It wanted to retire the 1 and 2 pence coins and the 50-pound banknote. Nobody objected to the loss of the 50-pound note, but retailers, philanthropies, collectors, and consumers all protested the loss of the smallest value coins. The government reversed course. The coins and the 50-pound note are still in circulation. In the U.S., the penny is alive and well. The Treasury mints between 5 and 9 billion new pennies per year. People do use them, and it's rare for retail shops to round up or down. Occasionally, someone points out that penny production is not economical. It costs about 2.72 cents to make a 1 cent coin. That might be worth it if each penny were used many times over its lifetime. But that's not what happens. Many pennies in all these countries are used just once. After that, they're discarded, lost at home, or even thrown in the trash. People often don't even consider a penny worth their time, like it's not even money. In the US, for example, the average hourly wage is $35. That means it takes less than 2 seconds at work to earn a penny. So bending over to pick one up off the sidewalk is literally more trouble than it's worth. So why do the UK, US, and some Euro countries still keep their lowly coins? One possible reason is inertia. Yes, pennies cost more than their face value to produce, but the cost is minuscule in comparison to each country's budget. Another reason is that people are nostalgic for pennies. They were the first coins they touched as kids. Many countries have had many designs over the years, so enthusiasts like to collect old pennies. Retailers like the penny because they can advertise charm pricing, ending a price in a 9, so 99 cents. This is less of an advantage in the US, though, where sales tax is applied on top of the sticker price at the register. Some consumers are protective of their pennies. They think retailers would always round up and never round down. The American penny features the most popular president, Abraham Lincoln, on the head. He's been on the penny since the 1870s, so eliminating it would break with a long tradition in the U.S. Charities like pennies too. Cash and spare change fundraising is an important way for nonprofit organizations to raise money. Still, time is not on the humble penny's side. Cash transactions are falling. They represent only about 15 to 20% of transactions in most countries. And inflation has taken its toll. Just in the last few years, prices are 20% higher. That means each penny is 20% less valuable. Mexico is a funny case. In Mexico, about 17 pesos make a dollar. That means 1 peso is equal to about 5.8 US cents. Now, there are half peso coins, 50 centavos, and there are even 5, 10, and 20 centavo coins. They're tiny, too. And some retail shops give change using smaller coins, but they most often round up or round down to the nearest 1 peso. So at the exchange rate, it's like Mexico doesn't use a coin equal to the US penny, and they seem to do just fine. But prices are lower in Mexico, so in terms of what you can buy with 1 peso, it's much more than 5 US cents. It does result in some strange behavior. I'll tell you a funny story. Here in Mexico, you can buy eggs by weight. If you want 1 egg, you can buy 1 egg. Out of habit, I still buy them in multiples of 6. Anyway, I was buying eggs one day, and the total price, per the scale, ended in 42 centavos. And that would mean that the seller would round down to the nearest peso. But listen to what he did. He looked closely at the eggs he had selected for me, and he took the smallest egg off the scale and replaced it with a bigger one so that the same number of eggs weighed more. And he tried that once or twice more, and it still didn't tip the scale over 50 centavos. So someone else from the shop came over to look closely in the whole inventory to find the biggest egg to give me. And finally, they found one so big that it tipped the scale over 50 centavos so they could round up to the next peso. So I got bigger eggs and paid a peso more than I would have with my original selection. It took several minutes, but I got much more than 1 peso's worth of entertainment out of watching all this. If something is more trouble than it's worth, then the costs outweigh the benefits. What you get is not important or useful enough to compensate you for the effort of doing it. Imagine you're walking down the sidewalk and you see a $1 US dollar bill on the sidewalk. It takes a second or two to pick up. Almost everyone would pick that dollar up. They might even look around to see if someone else had dropped it. But if you see a penny on the sidewalk, that's different. That's more trouble than it's worth. That's not me saying this. Just look at how people behave. People have concluded, not everyone, but certainly the majority, they have concluded that picking up a penny is more trouble than it's worth. The cost is higher than the benefit. The cost isn't that high. A few seconds, a little bit of energy, plus the inconvenience of carrying a penny around, maybe getting your hands dirty. People weigh that against the value of 1 cent, and they say, nah, no thanks. It's more trouble than it's worth. 20 years ago, many retailers thought accepting credit cards was more trouble than it was worth. They had to buy expensive equipment, train their staff to use it, find somewhere to plug it in, connect it to their accounting system, and pay hefty commissions. So they put up a handwritten sign that said, "Cash only." How times change. We talked in lesson 152 about retailers that are shunning cash. They only accept credit cards. They've concluded that accepting cash is more trouble than it's worth. Accepting cash means that lines move more slowly. Shops and restaurants have to worry about theft and security. At some places, only a small percentage of people even want to pay in cash. So those shops have determined that accepting cash is more trouble than it's worth. Let's say you buy a low-priced item from an online store and it arrives damaged. Do you return it? Sometimes that's more trouble than it's worth. You have to request a refund, maybe send a picture, find a box to put it in, print the shipping label, take it to a place to be shipped, wait for your refund, and order another one. Sometimes that's more trouble than it's worth. And not just for you. Sometimes the retailers think returns are more trouble than they're worth. Sometimes when you request a return or refund on Amazon, they just refund the money, but they don't want the product back. Why? To them, it's more trouble than it's worth. If it's a low-priced product, it might cost them more to process it than they would make reselling the item. Many people invest in rental real estate as a second source of income, but some people find that being a landlord is more trouble than it's worth. You have repairs, accounting, maintenance, and paperwork. And then you might get a problematic tenant, someone who doesn't leave on time, doesn't pay their rent, or damages the unit. For some people, rental real estate is a great way to make extra money. I know people who have done very well with rental real estate. But I also know people whose experience was different. For them, owning a rental house or small apartment building was more trouble than it was worth. The benefit was not worth the cost. And that is all for Plain English today. Just 63 pennies a day, and you can be a member of Plain English Plus. Just 13 pennies a day if you pay annually. Just 13 pennies a day, and you can get access to translations built right into the transcripts. And this is called the Starter Membership. And the highlights are really good. I don't talk about them enough, but here's how it works. Every week, we highlight about 100 words and phrases that we think will be challenging for you. And we have a roster of translators who translate these words and phrases into 9 languages: Spanish, Portuguese, Chinese, French, Italian, Japanese, German, Polish, and Turkish. And when you see the transcript at plainenglish.com, you just hover your mouse over a highlighted word and it shows you the definition. You don't have to stop and look up the word. You'll never be confused. 13 pennies a day. Think about it. PlainEnglish.com/join. That's where you can go to sign up. Now that's all for this week. We'll be back on Monday with a new lesson. See you then.